Be'ezrus Mizbuch, we begin Perg Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Me'ilah, the laws of misappropriation of Hektish and the Seif Avodah. When this Perg, the Rambam discusses the laws as it relates to that of agency, it's called Shlichus, and Pekod, when someone deposits it by someone else, where's this liability of Me'ilah? As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the general rules as Me'ilah applies to when there's a Shlich, this agency. Misha Shagag, if someone made a mistake, the lokach hektish, and he took something of hektish, or mois hektish, or the monies of hektish, when the son of lishlech, and he gives it to an agent, lohitziyoi b'teres chulin, to use it in the capacity and expend it as unconsecrated, because he doesn't realize it's hektish. So im osa hashlech shlechusa, if the agent does his agency, if he does exactly as he was told, hamashlech hushamal, it's the one who sent him that committed the me'ilah. Now, and that's a stringency that applies to the laws of me'ilah, even though it's a sin. But if the agent didn't do as he was sent to do, rather he does it on his own understanding and he deviates from what the one who sent him told him, then the one who misappropriated is the shlich because he's doing it on his own intent. So let's say the homeowner tells to the agent, take from this meat and give it to the guest. And halach v'nasam kikar, instead he gives them bread. Or he tells him, "Tell him kikur, give them bread." Noslam basa gives them meat. Or he tells his agent, "Havali min achaloyim, bring me that which is by the window." Havali min amigdal, he brings him what's from the closet. Or he tells him, "Havali min amigdal, bring me what's in the closet." Havali min achaloyim, brings him what's the window. So in these cases, since he did differently than what he was told, whatever the item that's hektish, hashliach mal, the agent has committed the meila. Mechin kol yitzvah, is there anything similar to this? Holach hashliach, behavi min achaloyim kamei shamalai. Now, let's say, however, the agent goes and brings in the window as he was told. So, even if subsequently the one who sent him says, "Oh, that wasn't my intent. I really wanted you to bring what's from the closet." Still, the homeowner has committed the mila. The agent did exactly the agency as he was told. And although the words in the heart, meaning the intent that the one who sent him had, which he really didn't mean that, in the dvarim, those are not words. And since it was done exactly as he had told the agent, he committed the mila. And vafilu hayashliach, and even if the agent was a cheresh, a deaf mute, a shoyta, mentally deranged, a cotton or a minor, she'elam shlichas, which they generally don't have a lochas of agency, im asikam amari, if one of these three individuals did as he was told, balabayis mol, the homeowner has committed the mila. That's the misappropriation. Although generally shlichas doesn't apply to the laveiro, doesn't apply cheresh to the cotton, even so, it is tracked back to one who sent him. But vim laaser shlichusay. The Chesher de B'katan didn't do as the agency, then Balabai is pot, and then the homeowner is exempt. It doesn't extend back to them, and they're not B'nei Das. Amal Shluchi, let's say, tells his agent, "Tell La'orchin chaticha chaticha shabasa, give these guests, each one of them, one piece of meat." Now, Halacha Shleich Vamalem, now then the agent went and said to the guests, "Tlu shtaim shtaim." He told them each, take two pieces instead of one. So Balabai is mal, the homeowner has committed Me'ila Sharinasa Debar, because his word of giving one has been done, because out of the two, one was because of what he said. Now, Vashlech Patan, actually, the agent's going to be exempt. Neshu Meisu Vashlech Has Balabais, because all he's doing is adding on to the agency of the homeowner. It's not uprooting the agency. So he's still considering the capacity of an agent of the Balabais, and hence, only the Balabais is Chayv. Aval Mamle Mashlech, but let's say the agent tells to the guest, Tlu Shtaim Shtaim Midati, yeah, the homeowner only says to give one. I want you to take two on my own understanding. So Shnei Ma'alu, so then both the homeowner and the agent have committed me'ilah because each one of them is giving one to these guests. Now let's say, although the balabai said one and the shliach said two, the guests actually took three apiece. So then even the guests have committed me'ilah. And the reason, because on the one hand, each one of the guests have done the agency of their friend, but he's also adding on one on his own. So Nimza comes out, Chaveir Chayev, his friend is liable, Lefish Nasa Devarav, his words are being done, meaning the Shlich to the Balabais, and the guest to the Shliach, and Vilinekar Shlichas, and at the same time, and therefore the agency has not been uprooted, and Bahu Chayev, Azesh Shaisim Dati, is also liable for having added one on his own. So therefore all three of them are going to be Chayev, the one, the two, and the three, for the homeowner, the Shliach, and the guest, respectively. Now, halacha beis, but when do we say this? If the pieces of meat were from kachim that was owned by the temple treasury, which have monetary sanctity, and it's something that is forbidden. Let's say it was the meat of a carbon oil or things like that, which are things that are going to be burnt in Mizbeach. then loy mal ilo ichu bavad. Then the only one who committed me'ilo is the one who's eating it, because he's ultimately having the pleasure of it, and not the one who sent him. And the reason for that is shari hu chayiv beisr acha yes al me'ilo, because there's another liability over here besides that of me'ilo, which is that it's forbidden to eat the meat of me'ilo and things similar to that which have to be burned. Now, in all laws of Torah, ain't shalich l'dvar aver. As we mentioned before, there's no agency for a sin. The one exception, as we said in Halacha Aleph, is that of misappropriation. But that's only if no other sin is mixed in with it, in contrast to this case, where there's also issa of eating a korban oil. So therefore, the me'ilah is not going to trace it back to the mishaleach, because ain't shalich l'dvar, and hence only the one who's having the pleasure is going to have that issur of me'ilah, but not the Baal HaBayis. Only when there is no other Isser, and he's doing as he was told, then it's going to go back to the Mishalech. Halacha Gimel continues regarding when there is a Me'ilah by an agency that at least if it has a worth of a Pruta. So Nisan Pruta is Hekdash L'Shlucha. If someone gives a Pruta, it's the lowest denomination of currency, of Hekdash to his agent, Bamalei tells him, look, Havili Bechetzia, Neiris, I want you to buy with this Pruta, half of it should be the lights, the lamps, and half of them should be the wicks. Now instead, the agent actually went and spent all of it either on neiros or on the psilas, on the wicks. Another case. He tells him, buy me with this pruta either all lamps or all wicks. And the inverse of the first case. Instead, he brought him half lamps and half wicks. They're both giving the exempt. Why are they both giving the exempt? It's hektish monies. The reason that is because Baal HaBayis, the homeowner, didn't commit me'ilah. Because his agency, which is what he's going to be chayiv for, was not committed for that of a pruta, because half was deviated from what he told. And therefore, only half was done as his agency, and that was only half a pruta. And me'ilah can't be less than that of a pruta. Now, by shlich le'mol, and at the same time, the shlich did not commit me'ilah, sharila akar shlichus of a pruta. He didn't uproot his agency in the value of a pruta. He only uprooted in half, because half he did keep. And therefore, he's only, like, it's only associated with him with half of a pruta. And again, that's not enough for him either to be chayef me'ilah. Now, Abul Mamala, but let's say he tells his agent, havali b'chetzi neders from Krim Plain, I want you to bring me half of that pruta lamps from that place, and I want from the other half of the pruta wicks from that other place. And he goes and he buys the lamp from the same place where the wicks are and the wicks from the same place where the lamps are, not from different places. Meaning in the wrong place, actually in the opposite places. So he actually didn't do anything that the Mishaleach told him to. Then the agent is going to be considered as if he committed me'ilah. And the reason that is because he changed in the whole pruta, buying each one in the wrong place, switching the whole agency, thus he's chayv. Another case. Let's say he gives him two prutas, two coins. Bamlay tells him, Havali Esrig, I want you to buy for me, get me an Esrig. And what happened was, Bahalach he went, Vehavilah bepruta Esrig of a pruta demon. Instead of getting him one Esrig for the two prutas, he got for one pruta an Esrig, and the other pruta got him a pomegranate. Hashalich mal ubalabai's pata. The agent has committed me'ilah, and the homeowner is going to be exempt. Why? Shari Shalochai liknus loy Esrig, Shashavashte prutas. What did he send him to do? To buy an Esrig worth two prutas. And what did he do? He got him an esrog worth a pruta. That's not what he sent him to do. Lafikach, therefore, actually, and but the agent went and deviated in that, so therefore, again, like we said, he's going to be liable. But lafikach, amhoye esrog shevel le pruta achas. But therefore, if let's say the esrog that he did buy for the one pruta was actually shavishte pruta, got a good deal, it's actually worth two prutas, then actually shnei ma'alu, the boy committed mila, because his two prutas worth were actually he got himself a esrog, and the shlich is also mal because in that extra pruta he went and bought something else, bought a rimon, so they're both actually being liable in that case. Halacha continues regarding if, let's say, continue on the laws of agency, if the one who sent him recalls before the misappropriation that this is hektish money. So hashlich pruta biat shluchoi. If someone sends a pruta in the hand of his agent, liknus lo chayfetz, to go buy something, and then the homeowner recalls that, hey, wait a second, that's the hektish money. Before that guy even gets to the store, so in that case, the agent has committed me'ilah. The reason why that is true shagig, because he's in error, which that's the halach of me'ilah we're talking about when it's by mistake. But a balabai is kvar niska. The homeowner already recalled before it was ever extended and expended to give to someone else. The one who does it deliberately, well, he's already deliberate because he already knows, he's already conscious of it, is not liable for carbon me'ilah, like we already explained this in Perek Alf Halacha Gimel. Now, because he's not chayav carbon me'ilah, therefore actually the pruta, the coin, does not become deconsecrated. So he's not chayav, but the shliach who goes and then he's extending it to the chemini, he's going to be liable. Now, let's say niska afa shliach, but let's say even the agent recalls this. But he's going to follow through on his agency. But he himself knows before he even gives it to the store owner that this is hektish money. So actually, shneim b'term karbon me'ilah. Actually, they're both going to be exempt from carbon of me'ilah because they're both mazed, and the carbon me'ilah is only by shagig. Now, b'chemini, now since the mazed actually does not get removed from the status of hektish to that of chal, so actually b'chemini, the storekeeper, chayv, he's going to be liable. When he goes and uses that coin, which is all mixed up in his monies that he has in the cash register, he's going to be chayav because he's in error. He doesn't realize anything wrong over here. When he finds out, he's going to be chayav because he was a shagig in the laws of Me'ilam. Now, Ram continues now regarding the Mechal Hektish, which is not known. Let's say they notify the storekeeper. They say, sorry to tell you, we paid for that groceries. We paid it with hektish monies. So, shlosh them b'turim. Then they're actually all three going to be exempt. Because now even he knows, v'nitpas ha-mekech hektish. And then, what ends up happening is that the item that was purchased, that become hektish because that's the transfer of the funds, which was given them hektish. That becomes now that the mekech is hektish. But now even he's not going to be chav because he also knows about it. Now, halach above, but that tells him a ketz yasa. So, what should the homeowner do if, let's say he recalls, and we're talking about where the store owner doesn't know, what should the homeowner do to save the store owner from sin? That the storekeeper could use all the money in his cash register and not have the problem that the mois of hektish are mixed in over it. What he should do it is like this. He should take an unconsecrated coin, or kli kolshu, or whatever small utensil. Well, even he says like this. That coin of hektish, wherever it is, should be deconsecrated on this coin that we have. And now that's a transfer of the sanctity. That coin or that vessel becomes hektish. And now the storekeeper could use all his monies because there's no sanctity where they have that money anymore. And the same thing would be if, let's say, you have a coin of hektish that got mixed into a whole purse full of money. Or a similar case would be a pruta b'kizze hektish. Let's someone says, a coin in this purse should be hektish, which you don't know which one it is. It's all mixed into all these coins. So what you do is you deconsecrate it onto something else. And you could use the whole purse. Now, let's say it was used without deconsecrating it. But then the person has not yet committed me'ilah until he uses up the whole purse because maybe the pruta of hektish is the last one there, so we can't make him liable for the halacha me'ilah until all of it is used up. Now, halacha zayin, let's say Omer, he says, kiss me kisai hektish. A purse of all my purses are going to be hektish. Doesn't say which one. Or v'shrei mishvai hektish, an ox of all my oxen is going to be hektish. So, me'ilah mekulam, or me'ilah memutzasim. Me'ilah is on all of them, and me'ilah is on some of them. Meaning, we don't know which one it is, so it's going to be me'ilah on any one of them. So, ketzerai, so what should he do? So maybe it's a gadol shebehem. So you bring the biggest of them all, v'ayman, he says, im hektish, if this is the one that's hektish, how do you hektish? So it's hektish. Vimlav, if not the one, a hektish, b'chamakam shehu, m'chul alzeh, whichever one is, so to speak, the hektish one, is he consecrated on this one? Because it for sure could be including the biggest one. V'yohana b'kan, and then he can have pleasure, he can enjoy the smallest one of them all. Now, halacha ches, the Ram continues regarding that we said me'ilah has to have at least that of a pruta. What happens if it's me'ilah in less than a pruta? So hamoyel b'pachis mishav pruta. If someone commits me'ilah in something that's worth less than the value of a pruta, so bein bezoidim and mishkag, whether it was done deliberately, whether it was done by mistake, mishamas. Okay, what you do is you pay up the principle that you utilized of hektish. But ve'ina chayev chay mishloi carbon, not liable for the additional fifth, and neither are you chayev for carbon even when it's done b'sheg. Now v'yerali says Rambam, it appears to me that more b'sheina loika, the one does not get lashes al pachis mishav pruta if he misappropriated less than that of a pruta. Imhoy beis where if you do it deliberately, then there's malchus, but less than mishav pruta would not have the chiyuv of malchus. Halacha Tes continues regarding the laws of Me'ilah as applies to a deposit, or let's say when he inherits monies from his wife. Hamafkin mois itzel balabais. If someone deposits monies by a homeowner, meaning by a friend of his, and then his friend uses those monies and expends them. So balabais mol, that person who he gave the monies to, he committed Me'ilah. Sorry, ain't l'rishus l'shamash, he doesn't have any permission to use them. It's not like he's the agent of the of the Mishaleich, Ubalabakon, the owner of the deposit didn't let him, and therefore that person is committing the Me'ilah. Halacha Yud, now let's say if Gidin Etzel Shulchan Yerachen B'ni, now let's say however he deposited the money by a money changer or by a storekeeper, which if someone's putting it by that person, he knows that the person always needs money, he's going to use them. Moreover, Lohi Chasumin, they weren't sealed. It wasn't knotted with a interesting, unusual knot, which would tell you that, oh, don't touch these monies. It didn't have that. So, since, according to Halacha, he has permission to use them, it might see if he used them, and it turns out that it really was hektish, they're both going to be exempt. Why? The owner of the deposit can be exempt. Amalei didn't tell him his Tamash wouldn't use them, so he wasn't like a Mashaleach. At the same time, the storekeeper is also going to be exempt. It didn't have an unusual knot, wasn't sealed. It's like as if he used it with permission, so it's not like his liability, and therefore both of them are going to be exempt. Halachid Aleph, Ha'isha. If a woman brought into the marriage monies of hektish which she had before she got married, or let's say after she was married, that the one who bequeaths, let's say her father, her relative, that had a sanctified item and died, so now when she's married, these hektishes, she is inheriting them. It's only when the husband ultimately, if he will use those monies for his objects, then Yimel, he would have be considered as if he committed Me'ilah. In other words, what the Chiddush is saying, but before that he has not committed Me'ilah, meaning even though, according to the Takan Chacham, it goes into his domain, with the husband's meriting that he could use it, so it's like as if it's being transferred from the possession of Hektish, which this woman had, into his possession. Now that wouldn't be considered as if he did anything, because that's not something he's actively doing, and therefore the liability is only going to be when he actually goes and uses it for his own personal objectives.